enough of that shit. So that's... Now, the only problem with that is... What the hell happened to this, man? What's going on with this, dude? Uh-oh, we got a problem. Oh. What was that, Jack? And why is that 48 volt always on, man, and now it's not? And how do I get my voice to do this?
Yeah, right now, what I'm doing right now is I'm just, I'm giving you a taste. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay, that was bitching.
There we go. So he's like, okay, here it goes, man. Let's hear it, man. Do it.
Flying through the air right now, Phil.
Yeah, sure.
About ready to land, and I'm landing. Or, I mean, now I'm landing. God damn, man.
Are you bullshitting me?
No.
The Norwegians were winners in the slalom and the ski thing and the Christ, they kick ass and all that shit, you know. You got no prayer against the Norwegians. There's no way in hell you're going to beat them in all that, you know, what do you call it? Fucking ski shit is what I call it. Those cats, that cross-country skiing, that's the thing. You ever tried that? It'll kick your ass. It'll kick your ass. It is brutal. God damn, is it brutal. Okay, that's Doubter. You motherfucker. God damn it. I got two of these, man. Oh, that's correct, Phil. The Norwegians are just, they, you know, they kick ass. Since we started the pre-show late for the audio audience, I'll extend it a few minutes here. Sorry about that, guys. We're running. This is live. You know, we're on our live feed for Sunday night, so that doesn't make much difference when it comes to the download tomorrow, but for our BSPs, you always, unless the rare occurrence we have a malfunction with our video cast, as much as I bitch about it, it seems to be the more reliable document. You can always go to the video cast and listen to the audio of the pre-show, because the only problem is we edit. You know, after the show is over, we go back and we tighten and we, you know, we edit. The show's done live and it's done in real time. And then after the fact, we go back and cut and do shit that, you know, like, for instance, we may think this something doesn't work. We'll cut it out. But where you can see the entire show unedited with all of the fuck-ups and all of the is the video cast. So that's the value of that. To the extent that it has any value, that's what it is. However, the downside being, when you listen or you listen to the audio of the video cast's pre-show, the lack of editing there can result in long fucking stretches of silence, dead air. Because I'll sit here staring at something, reading something. As you guys have, those of you that watch the video cast know,
you know, that. So that you see is, that's where that's at, as they say, you know, as the saying goes. That is where that am at.
Now, I have a concern, and I'll show you what my concern is. If you have epilepsy or anything like that, please do not look. I mean, I don't know, but here is the something that I produced not more than an hour ago using the Giphy cam on my cell phone and then one of its filters and came up with this. It was basically going to be just a little GIF of me in studio before we started the show, and that's me rubbing my face and, you know, and I just threw this filter on top of it, and it's turned into this. It's whack. It's nuts.
What are you trying to do? Are you trying to give a man the epileptic fit or something?
Damn it, Jerry.
No, I am not. I'm not even sure that this would cause that, but I just wanted to give people a heads up on this.
And so what you're doing is you're showing it now.
What are you doing here, Grover?
Yeah, what are you doing here? Get out of here.
You're not allowed in here, Larry.
Oh, great.
We'll let you in, Larry, when... And the other thing is I was thinking of doing... is the show no longer having the camera on me, but doing the show like this, where there's just endless video of me and you're hearing the audio. But I don't know. You might as well see me doing it, because unless it was the final product, you know, the finished product.
I forget what I said. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, what you get when you get the Norwegians.
Hey, what is this Norwegian anyway?
Well, we're not sure. We do feel that there is an African, the African Norwegians.
The African Norwegians?
Yeah, and they're Norwegians.
That's the term that Larry and the rest of these degenerates came up with.
Degenerate?
That's right, Larry, because you know full well there's no significant population of African Norwegians. Norwegian degenerates.
Oh, that's better than Norwegian.
Yes.
All right, but I bet you there are obviously African.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, looks like they're everywhere now.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be racist.
If they're everywhere, Larry, it's because they were shackled and taken there.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Hey, Larry, you tell me you don't believe that?
You're telling me that none of them just migrated of their own independent...
In like the, in the 17th century, they did that, 16th century?
Yeah, they just decided to go tour, you know, to be a tourism.
Sure, Larry, that's what happened. Let's go to Norway. It's the 17th century. We're Africans. There's so much to see there that we dig snow and fucking reindeer and shit.
Well, Jesus H. Phil, you put it like that.
Yeah, that's how I'm putting it.
You could put it some other way if you'd like. And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you'll find out soon enough, my friend. Soon enough. And now, a word from Vaseline.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Uh-oh. Okay, good. I just saw some... man, I'm seeing some shit happening here. I'm seeing some shit happening, Jack. I'm seeing some jumping and, you know, this kind of fucking shit.
I'm having a good day. I'm having a real bitchin' day.
You guys ever watch the NFL channel? Do you ever watch it? It's like a full-on channel. It's like a full network, but it's all about football. They have a morning show, which is three dudes and a young lady, and they're all young people, and they're all talking football. The women that they have on the NFL channel are as knowledgeable football reporters and commentators as I've ever seen among female reporters. And to be honest with you, they're the equal. They are the equal. With the exception of the players, they're the equal of any fucking man I hear there. And I mean, there's some guys with specialties like Ian Rappaport and the rest of these jackasses that cover the scouting combines and know some of the behind the scenes. But in terms of studio commentating and reporting, they're tremendous. And it tells me there's been, for a long time, for many years, there's probably been this underclass of female sports reporters waiting to get their chance and just developing their chops, you know, getting their reporting down, getting their reporting skills, interviewing skills, comment. And it reminds me of, you know, what happened in WW2 with the black tankman. You know, they Patton brought over the 761st, the tank, the black tank brigade from Alabama, and they were so fucking good. And I think Patton asked them, or somebody remarked, said, how are you guys so goddamn good? He said, because all we were doing was sitting over there practicing every day we were out in our tanks doing shit, you know, learning these machines, learning how to tear them down and build them back up again, learning what they could do, learning how fast they could go, learning what terrain they could take on, the use of the guns themselves, the ordnance, the range, you know, how to get inside the range of a fucking tiger, how to, you know, use speed, how to use the maneuverability. These guys were practicing all that shit out on a wide open range in Alabama because they didn't have anything else to do. Nobody was asking them to go fight. So they got so fucking good that by the time they hit the ground in Europe, they were kicking ass and they were taking on the Waffen-SS, which was the fanatically indoctrinated armed forces of Germany. You know, they had the army. Then they created the Waffen-SS, which is the basically the SS in tanks and in infantry. In other words, they weren't just murdering civilians. They were, you know, unarmed civilians. They actually had to go up against other soldiers. And while they were fanatical, they got their ass kicked pretty good as often as they gave it, you know, especially when they were up against these seasoned combat units like the Americans, the Russians, and the Russians were fucking merciless. And especially in Italy, which is where the SS went after Mussolini was, you know, after Mussolini was driven out of power and then eventually killed, the SS was down there, and they got their fucking asses kicked. Now, you could say, well, they were up against a huge fighting force. I don't give a flying fuck. I mean, they were supposedly, like, they had, everything was to their advantage because it was the boot of Italy, a very, very narrow strip of terrain, you know, of land, got oceans on either side. So the fucking making an advance that way, it's a lot tougher than to defend that. If you ever get a chance, look at our drunk history on Daniel Inouye, who is with the Go For Broke division, Japanese Americans. And those motherfuckers, they didn't back down. And Inoue, you know, his story is amazing, you know. But you watch the drunk history, it's great. I'm drunk, but I think I tell it very well. Thank you. All right. Thanks to Derek Waters and the guys over there, by the way. I wouldn't have been able to tell it. Were it not for you. Doubter demonstrates ski jumping. Larry Grover, okay, good. I don't know how that note got deleted, but it did. Alrighty. I'm having a good day. A real good morning. I just did some beautiful babies. I wonder what I do with, how do I get this picture? How do I get this picture?
I know what I'll do. I'll save it, you see, and then I'll put it into the, I don't know.
View as an icon? No, motherfucker, I don't want to see that. Yeah, there we go. Now, this motherfucker here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were young. I sent a picture of us golfing to Maria. Her comment is, beautiful babies. It's me and Carter and Danny and Ben. We're in our 30s. We ain't fucking spring chickens. I mean, we're like 36, 37 here. No, 38. So, you know, no, don't do that, man. No, man, don't do that. Don't do that, Daddy-O. You don't want to do that. Shit can, that'll do that later. Okay, so I think we're ready to go. The only thing I'm looking for here is my main man. Who's the dude at Podcast One? Okay. Here we go. Boy. Dee-dee-dee-dee. Mm-hmm. There we are.
One third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
Oh, okay.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The linen rapist was...
Good Christ. Good morning. Hi, this is Sunup San Diego. Good morning.
One third of all murder cases in America remain open.
He had told me that if I opened my eyes, he would slit my throat.
Each one is called a cold case.
The DNA evidence taken from the victim was a match. The linen rapist was at it again.
Based on the hit A&E television program.
A phone call is placed, one that changes a family's life forever.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
If you could see the fire in his eyes, he screamed at me, "You want it? Get your tape recorder out."
Download new episodes every Tuesday on podcastone.com. The Podcast One app or Apple Podcasts.
Now I got to take a piss too. How about that, huh? We'll be right back. Please stand by. I'm fucking around. I shouldn't show you that, should I? Does it fuck you up? We'll be right back. If you don't hear anything, if you don't hear me pissing, we're going to Mexico. We're going to Mexico Friday. God, I hope it's fucking hot, you know. I'd hate it if it's raining. Well, I don't give a shit. Mexico's cool. Mexico's the best. Fuck, is it great. The food is great. The booze is great. The whole, everything's great. Excuse me. I belched.
Excuse me.
What do you mean, excuse me?
I belched.
All right, man, I'm rock and roll. I'm good. Here we go. One, two, wait. One, two, and a one, two, three.